Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another of the Soundcheck podcasts, our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer. Pianist and composer Harold Lopez-Nussa is from Havana, and his music is full of the sounds of Cuban and specifically Afro-Cuban music. Now, he leads what looks like a standard jazz trio, piano, bass, and drums, but the sound covers a lot of ground. He released his first album during the Obama administration when travel and cultural restrictions between the United States and Cuba had been loosened. His new album, called Un Día Cualquiera, has come out under a very different set of circumstances, but it sets up the prospect of music being something that can cross borders. And as if to prove the point, Harold and his trio are here with us in our New York studio to play some of this music, beginning with a piece called El Igua. Thank you. That is called El Agua. It was written and played by Harold Lopez Nussa, who is at our piano. His brother Rui Lopez Nussa is behind our drum kit, and Gaston Hoya playing his own double bass. They brought that instrument. Harold, to you and the rest of the trio, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks to you. It's a huge pleasure to be here.
So El Agua is one of the Orishas, you know, in the
Yoruba religion.
Yeah. And he is the god of roads.
Yeah.
Roads and your first record was called El Viaje, The Journey.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's a little bit of a theme here. I mean, do you see your musical career as a journey, as a road leading you somewhere?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not a religious person, but like every Cuban, we have this tradition of a Yoruba religion. And El Agua is the god that when there is a ceremony, a religious ceremony for Yoruba, they think for every god. And the first one is always El Agua.
Right. So when a Santeria, ritual begins, there's always an invocation
to El Agua, because he opened the way to the other things. So, yeah.
So did you grow up with that music?
Oh, definitely. I was born in Centro Havana, which is one of the more folkloric part of Havana. Over there, there were like one or two a week party for Santeria or ceremony, rumba. I'm just in my neighborhood, rumba over there.
Yeah,
music on the radio. So Santeria in the neighborhood houses. A lot of these are in my life.
Yeah. And so some of the rhythms in that piece. Are they kind of referring back?
Oh, they came from the toque de legua. So the bata drums used to do like that's what I'm trying to do with my left hand.
Right.
And then there is a singing for legua who do like so we are trying to reflect this melody also. So. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of the world's classical music happened, was by taking singing and replacing it with instruments.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it seems like some of the pieces on the album have an almost classical, almost like a chamber music sensibility to them. Have you studied that music as well?
Oh, yeah. The three of us, we study in Cuba classical music. That's what we learn in the school in Cuba. It's just like classical training, like European composer, Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, Stravinsky, Liszt, all those kind of musician and composer. And of course, we have this influence in our way to play. So yeah, in some of the pieces, you can feel this influence, definitely.
And jazz is, I mean, there's such a long history of Cuban jazz musicians.
Of course.
But most of them have been here in the United States.
Yeah, of course, and here in New York.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, there's a lot of history behind us, and we are taking from there and learning from there and trying to put our own. For example, it's very good to have a bass player like Gaston Hoya, who has been playing with Chucho Valdez for a long time, who is one of the greatest
pianist
and jazz player from Cuba. So he has this experience and he taking with us.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we take it from everywhere.
And there's also a track on the new record which is dedicated to Chucho's dad.
Oh yeah,
Bebo Valdez,
who inspired me a lot. His way to play the piano for me was incredible. When I first hear Bebo playing, I just fall in love with his sound, with his way to build the melodies.
So in Cuba, when the three of you were studying, and you're studying classical music, and you're hearing jazz, and you're hearing the Santeria music, and you're trying to incorporate that, is that frowned upon? Did your teachers encourage you when you started doing that?
Oh, some of them. Not all of them. It's kind of for hard classical musician. But, you know, Cuba have a lot of history about Afro-Cuban music, popular music. So it's hard to be away of that. But at some point, some teachers, they don't want you to go this way. Mm-hmm. I remember that when I was trying to play jazz and learn from Afro-Cuban music and popular Cuban music, some of my teachers, they didn't like this idea too much. They want me to keep playing like classical piano.
Right.
But I had a lot of support from my family, friends. Mm. And I remember I used to play with Gaston in school, of course, with my brother at home.
Right.
So, yeah, have those friends, and I came from a musical family, so they give me a lot of support in that way. So thanks to them, I'm here today.
All right. Harold Lopez Nussa is here with his trio. The latest album is called Un Día Cualquiera, which means...
Just another day.
Now, the piece you're going to play for us next, the Preludio, this work really does have a very classical sound.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Gaston does a little arco, a little bowing.
Oh, yeah, in the recording.
Yeah. We'll see what happens here in a live setting.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's Harold Lopez Nussa and his trio playing live on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. That's lovely. From Harold Lopez Nussa and his trio here in our New York studio, a piece called Preludio. On the record, Harold, it's called Preludio to Jose Juan. Who is that?
Oh, he was a very good friend of my family, a very good friend of Cuba. He was from Spain. Unfortunately, he passed away last year, just during our recording. So we decided to dedicate the song to him. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that your family is a musical family.
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of music? Were they doing things like this?
Well, yeah, my mom, she was a piano teacher. My father, he played drums. He's a drummer. He played mostly jazz, Cuban music, even rock and pop over there in Cuba. And my uncle, he's a kind of famous jazz piano player in Cuba, Hernán López Nusa. So, yeah, we grew up with all of this. Even my grandmother, she was not a professional, but she was a great piano player. So, yeah, I grew up with that in my house. I remember we go up in a little apartment in Central Havana. We have in the dining room the piano of my mother, table for eat, and in a kind of mezzanine, the drum of my father on the bed of my father and my mother. So, yeah, music everywhere. The friends of my father coming in and playing with him, the student of my mother. So, yeah, we grow like that.
So the bed and the drum kit, yeah. the dining room table, yeah. The piano, it's all...
Everything, yeah. It was a really small apartment, you know? So
yeah. Well, it seems, I mean, it's funny how music runs in the family in Cuba,
yeah.
In the Cuban tradition. Yeah. You know, we mentioned Bebo Valdez,
yeah,
and Chucho Valdez. Chucho's son is a...
Yeah, he's a piano player, great piano player.
Playing.
Right. Chuchito, yeah.
And definitely. Here in the States, you know, Chico O'Farrell.
Of course.
And then Arturo O'Farrell.
Yeah.
And now his son, Adam O'Farrell, plays the trumpet.
Yeah, you know. I mean, the family Romeo in Cuba, they were amazing. Lopez Gavilan. I don't know. There is a lot of, families in Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there are a couple of French titles in your songbook. So is there a European connection in the family?
Yeah, I have a connection, very special connection with France, which was the country of my grandmother. She was from there. My father, he had French nationality as well as my brother and I. And this is a country that I really like, and I have been there so many times. So I feel really something special with France.
Hmm.
So yeah, I speak a little bit of French. So yeah, that's
so why. You and Rui are both dual citizens of Cuba and France.
Yeah.
Now, where do you live?
In Cuba.
Okay.
In Cuba. Yeah.
So you know, I've never been to Havana. Many Americans haven't. But whenever I see pictures, Havana seems to be a city. Stopped in time.
Kind of that.
You
yes.
Look at all of the cars on the street, and they're all like American cars from 1955.
Yes.
And I don't know how they're still running, but
I either.
So, you know, this idea that, you know, in large part because of the American embargo, that Cuba has not just been a physical island, but kind of a cultural island as well.
Yeah.
You know, that that you get that idea from seeing these pictures of these old cars on the street. But it seems like musically, things have happened, and there has been a lot of musical development.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. Musicians, they keep away what is happening here, what is happening in the world, and we try to keep our mind over there and keep looking all the time. And we have a huge influence from the States, from, you know, films, music, albums, from jazz, of course. All the guys in the school, they listen a lot of American CDs, even when you can't find that in Cuba. But we have the way. I don't know.
You have ways.
Yeah,
yes.
We have ways. So, yeah, we grew up in the school listening a lot of Chic Corea, all the greatest from here. So, yeah, and music is always... trying new things, always, yeah.
And
even if cars are still a little old.
But, you know, it's like, it's not just Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock,
yeah,
it's now it's hip-hop, you know,
yeah,
there's
a
thriving scene there in Havana as well. So, now this next piece you're going to play for us, Hialeah, does that refer to Hialeah, Florida?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Miami, there is a large community of Cubans living there. And Hialeah is like a neighborhood in Miami where it's just like Cuba. There's so many Cubans living there. When I was there the first time, I was really surprised. People playing Domino on the street, you know, all this. So I was trying to make something for this amazing connection.
It was also, for much of the 20th century, a historic horse racing track.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason people knew it was, you know, not just because of the horses that raced there, but because of the flamingos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had like flocks of flamingos who lived there at the track. So this piece is kind of an homage to that neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, to all the Cubans who live in Miami. That I have so many friends over there. I always feel very good when I go there. So, yeah, so
right.
Like a little Cuba.
let's hear Harold Lopez Nussa, his brother Rui behind the drum kit, and once again Gaston Hoya playing the double bass. The piece is called Hialeah. Nicely done. That is Harold Lopez Nussa and his trio with Hialeah. It's a song from his most recent CD called Un Día Cualquiera, a record that you made here in the States, right?
Yes, in Boston. Yeah, that was a dream come true also, yeah.
Yeah. And so then after, like right after we're done here, yes. You guys get on a plane, you fly out to the Midwest,
yeah.
Then more concerts on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And then later, you have like a long resident, like a week-long residency. Is it in Tokyo?
Yeah, we have like a week in Japan, yeah.
Yeah. So how big is Cuban? Have you been to Japan before?
Oh, yeah. That would be like my fourth time. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know that, you know, there's been a long love affair in Japan for Brazilian music.
Yes.
Is there something like that with Cuban music?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They love Cuban music and they know a lot about Cuban music. And even they are learning about Cuban music. There's some very good groups who play like Cuban orchestras. Yeah, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, movement. In Japan.
In Japan. Yeah, in Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're beginning to see some of that here in the States as well. I don't know if you've heard of Orquesta Akokan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we had them in here just a couple of about 2 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
Yeah, and many of those musicians are from Havana.
Yes, yes, I know. Those are my friends.
I would think
our
so.
Friends.
Yeah. So it really is a community down there.
All the musicians, they know each other, which are a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been great having this little part of the community here with
thank
us
you.
In our New York studio. Harold, thank you so much.
No, thanks to you. That was a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.